Welcome to Your Five for today. Kelly Clark was not born with snowboard boots on, but almost. She was born in the premier snowboarding state of Vermont, USA. Kelly started her snowboarding career at age 7. Today, she is the most decorated snowboarder in the world and in history for both genders. In 2002, 18-year-old Kelly Clark became the first ever American gold medalist in half-pipe snowboarding at the Salt Lake City Olympics. 18 years old and at the top of her sport with a gold medal hanging around her neck, Kelly said, "I was 18 years old. I had achieved everything that was in my heart to do. And at the same time, I wasn't finding the fulfillment I was expecting to get from it. I was famous. I had money. I had an Olympic gold medal. Everything that anyone could have wanted. And I found out that that wasn't what I was looking for." So Kelly did what she thought would fill the void in her heart. She strove to drink the most, to be the rowdiest. She wanted people to like her. But neither Kelly's gold medal nor her partying was enough to take away her deep sense of emptiness. She spiralled into depression and into a really dark place. At the next contest, she was staying by herself and had spent the morning writing about how she did not want to live anymore and how it would not even matter. Snowboarding was still going great from the outside perspective. Her life was great. She had got it made. She was living the dream. But on the inside, she was dying. She was doing well in the contest and had qualified for the finals. But at the bottom of the pipe, another girl had come down and fallen on both runs and was crying. Kelly was half paying attention to her conversation as her friend was trying to make her laugh and said, "Hey, it's all right. God still loves you." There was just something about that comment that caught Kelly's attention that she could not shake off. The words seemed to echo in her heart. "God still loves you." She had qualified for the competition, but did she qualify to be loved by God? Would God love her? "All I could think about," Kelly said, "was what if this God loved me? How do I qualify for that?" Kelly literally ran back to her hotel. Every hotel room has a Bible, she thought, and sure enough, she found a Bible. But as she opened it, she did not know where to look or start. Her heart was stirred, and by her own admission, she did not know what to do. She had not grown up in a religious home, and to be honest, to that point in her life, she never had questioned anything about God. She had never even been to church. How could she find out about God's love for her in this big book, the Bible? The girl was staying in the same hotel, so she found out what room she was in, knocked on her door and said, "Hi, my name is Kelly, and I think you might be a Christian. I think you need to tell me about God." The girl started sharing God's love with her and how that God created her for a purpose and that God loved her. She told Kelly that it was about a relationship, not religion, and she told her that Jesus loved her. It really was what Kelly needed to hear. Kelly Clark had thought acceptance was something that she would have to work for and earn. That was the way it was for an athlete. Wouldn't it be the same way spiritually? To be accepted by God, wouldn't you have to work for it? She said, "What captured me was that God loved me, and I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to be someone. I had always had to be someone and to do something, and I now found there's a love that's bigger than all that." Far too many people only find religion in life. What Kelly Clark found was not religion. She found Christ. She found a person, not a religion. In your search, what have you found? If all you have is a commitment to a religion, you're not yet right with God. You are not yet on the way to heaven. At 39, Kelly now looks back on her career and says, "The best day in my life was the day I responded to God's love and trusted his son Jesus as my saviour. No trophy, no medal, and no amount of money can equal what Christ did in me that day." Thank you for listening. God bless you.